Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 14th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're continuing our examination of what I'm thinking of as practical politics, how we go about moving forward, the planning process to a world that we deserve, the world that allows our human energy to be free. And this week I found, because of the ferocity intended to destabilize, unseat multiply, which bears its fangs at me daily. I mean, it's just so appalling that these guys mess about in our lives, lurk behind all the made madness, grief, and sadness. And we need to talk about it. It is hideous that that this goes on. And I've learned a lot of folk before I knew this was going on. And we have to talk about it. So I found the need to reground in why I do this work and the fact that our lives are being wasted, and they don't have to be. They're being wasted unnecessarily, thrown away to inflate the egos of the few. And I'm talking, of course, globally. And even though in other lands, folks pay a heavier price physically. We pay in the West, so-called, a heavy price psychically in terms of our souls. And Alice Miller argues that there is such a thing as soul murder. And I believe it is as devastating as physical murder, because we're not here to be non-entities. We're here to be fully alive. So there is no reason, except at this point in the human story, given the material abundance that has been produced by all of us together, there is no reason for these tiny few to continue to rule over us, except that it allows them to feel better than. And that's the nature of class. So now it's imperative, now that we can, to bring this sad unseating of our souls to a long overdue end.